Biden-era border policies blamed by DHS for alleged murder of Texas woman at hands of three illegal aliens. By Randy Clark on October 26, 2025. Three illegal aliens from Mexico have been arrested in connection with the shooting death of 43-year-old Mary Gonzalez, whose body was found in a North Austin field on October 6. Texas authorities apprehended one suspect, while U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested two others. The arrests prompted sharp criticism from Homeland Security officials who linked the crime to Biden-era border policies. According to authorities, nearby surveillance video showed a blue vehicle with no headlights on driving on October 5 in the vicinity of where Gonzalez's body was discovered. The vehicle was positioned at one time in the video where the body would later be found. Within an hour, authorities stopped a vehicle matching the description approximately 1 mile away, which was reported as a 2007 Toyota Camry. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Enrique Gomez Urbina, an illegal alien from Mexico. Police found a Glock .40 caliber handgun inside. Gomez Urbina fled the scene but was apprehended by the Lone Star Fugitive Task Force officers later the same day after a first-degree murder warrant was issued for his arrest. ICE officials determined that Gomez Urbina is illegally present in the United States and lodged an immigration detainer for his removal proceedings once his criminal case is concluded. On October 8, ICE arrested two additional illegal aliens in connection with the murder of the 43-year-old Austin woman. Officials identified the two as Jesus Lamas Yunez and Javier Roman Hernandez, both criminal aliens from Mexico. According to ICE, Lamas Yanez's record includes previous arrests for assault and driving under the influence. Lamas Yanez illegally entered the United States at or near an unknown location, on or about an unknown date. Roman Hernandez entered the United States on foot at the Hidalgo, Texas, point of entry during the Biden administration on July 23, 2023, using the CBP One smartphone application, which enabled more than 1,400 migrants to enter the United States each day with little to no vetting. The application, initiated under the Biden administration, was canceled shortly after President Donald Trump's inauguration. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin commented on the latest two arrests in connection to the murder, saying, "These alleged cold-blooded murderers should have never been in our country in the first place, and Mary Gonzalez should still be alive." McLaughlin described the policy that allowed one of the suspects to enter the United States, adding, "One of these criminals came into our country using Biden's disastrous CBP One app. Open border policies have deadly consequences. Under President Trump and Secretary Noem, these accused murderers will never be free on American streets to commit heinous crimes again." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.